Welcome to the Get Real Show, hosted by Keystone Partners Group. And I'm excited to be here. My name is John Clyde. I'm the Regional Area Director of the Greater PA Region, also an operating partner of a few offices, a mega agent investor. And I'm just super excited here to interview Mr. Sean Morrow. Welcome.
Thank you.
I know you're an operating partner of Keystone Partner Group as well, right?
Yep.
And have all kinds of, you're a mega agent, right?
Yep, you team were, leader before and investor as well.
Awesome. So you play all kinds of roles in real estate and
yep.
leadership, right?
Yep.
So I'm super excited to interview you today.
Thank you.
Ready to get started?
Yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
This is my 16th year in real estate. I started out in commercial real estate down in Philadelphia, and I transferred then to RE/MAX. I was there for a good deal of time, and got involved with Keller Williams through Bob Wells.
Okay.
He gave me a call one day, and I took the meeting, and it was for the team leader role. It was the best thing I ever did. Changed my whole life.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how's your prior real estate experience helped you kind of come into this new opportunities that you're in now?
Prior to getting into real estate, I did a lot of corporate team building work,
mm-hmm.
Which I loved doing. I also was a mountaineering guide. So that was all around team building and pulling people together to hit a goal. So when I looked at, I always felt when I was in real estate, I always felt that, we had a lot of really great business people who were making more money than a lot of small businesses, but the industry was treating them like salespeople. And I thought there was something incongruent about that. So when I saw the team leader role at Keller Williams, I thought, here's an opportunity to really focus on helping people build businesses and maximizing their life. And it's become much more than I ever thought it would be.
Wow. So how do you think your background prior has helped you being now a leader in the new organization that you're in today?
Sure. Well, I loved real estate. I always loved being an agent. It was fun, and
okay.
It was a great way to make a living. And I think that just being in that role for a number of years and building a pretty big business there, I feel as though that tied in. And I just know what the agents are going through on a daily basis, trying to build their business and also keep their family first, which is another thing that I think is needs to be addressed.
Oh, absolutely.
And when I saw the team leader role, I thought, okay, I can actually work at a company that's agent-centric, and we could help people and coach them to build a business and have a great family life. And everything I've done up till now, I talked to my wife about it, and my wife said, this is a golden opportunity. You get to use all the skill set that you built over your whole life for this role. I didn't think that anything like this existed.
Wow. Smart wife.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. So I jumped right at it.
So what attracted you to Keller Williams?
Number one, it was God Family Business. I saw that and mm-hmm. I thought, wow, that company is willing to put that in writing. That's pretty cool. Training for top agents, I always felt like the real estate industry didn't have the kind of training for top agents to take their business from being a salesperson to a business person. I always felt underserviced in that area.
Okay.
And I got frustrated along with my peers. We were all kind of plateaued. So I saw that. I saw that the agents actually voted on how the company ran, which I thought was awesome, because I never heard of a real estate company that asked their agents, how should we set our office up? And then on top of it, the company shared half the profits back with the agents, which I thought was mind blowing. I didn't think that existed either. So all of that together, it was a no brainer.
Wow. Tell us about the Keystone Partners Group and how did you got affiliated with that?
Sure. So I met Bob Wells. He was another agent I knew out in the marketplace.
Okay.
And then I met Michael Campo, who's the founder of Keystone Partners Group. And right when I met Mike, we just clicked. I mean, we both had Tony Robbins coaches. We've both done a lot of the same personal growth stuff. And he's just a humble guy. And I right away, I believed that the reason he started the business was to help other people and that he was there to create opportunity for others. And my partnership with Mike has been the most pivotal business relationship I've ever had in my life.
So when we talk about Keystone Partners Group, KPG, I guess, right?
Yeah, KPG.
So what do you think was the most attractive thing for you about KPG when you did
the way
due
I can
diligence about it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I never thought it would have the impact on me that it did. The one thing I can say about KPG, and this is what I've discovered, KPG is a personal growth company that happens to sell houses. So
mm-hmm.
The personal growth aspect of it has superseded everything. It's made me a better, father, husband, member of my community, business leader. I can't even, you can't put a value on it. So I think Keystone Partners Group, or KPG, the number one thing that they offer is massive personal growth. And of course, you know, when you grow, your business follows. You can never outperform your own personal growth.
Yeah. So talk about that. So was it more entrepreneurial or Super. Opportunity or like an employee based to come to this company?
It was opportunity based.
Okay.
So this is a company that actually looks to provide opportunities for people who are performing at a high level and wealth building opportunities that wouldn't exist anywhere else.
So how do you think you transitioned from a real estate sales to team leader? Tell us about that.
When I was in real estate sales, I always felt as though I was managing expectations and I learned a lot over that time. I failed my way forward over a number of years. I always felt though that the business building aspect of it was the part that got me really excited. So when I saw the team leader role and I saw it as an opportunity to build a business and help agents, which I love the agents I work with, the transition wasn't that tough because most of our top agents are not really in the real estate business anymore. They're not in the home selling business. Mm-hmm. They're in the hiring, training, and retaining talent business. They know how to sell homes. So I figured if I could help them build their teams and increase their life, that would be a huge win for everyone.
So you also mentioned, I do know that you're an operating partner within KPG.
Yes.
So how's the transition been from team leader to the operating partner part of within the KPG system?
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun. The offices that we launched have all done well. A number of them are number one in their market. Mm-hmm. And you know, Mike Campo came to me with the opportunity to go launch additional offices and become an operating partner. So what I do now is I work with all the team leaders in the offices to help them coach their top agents and grow their companies. And I just love it. I'm excited to get up every morning and do it.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
So since you've done it, what are the opportunities out there for people interested in KPG team leader opportunities? What's that look like?
Well, number one, you know, you have the team leader opportunity, which I don't think there's a better personal growth opportunity in the real estate business, period.
Okay.
If you're looking to grow as in every part of your life, as a business owner, as a person in general, put yourself in uncomfortable situations and find out, you know, what you really have internally, I think the team leader role is fantastic. If you do well in the team leader role and you knock it out of the park, there's opportunities to launch offices, to build investments in companies, to create a number of passive income streams. There's opportunities in ancillary businesses. Our agents own 65% of our title company. You know, our team leaders are also have part of that opportunity. And then when we go out and buy buildings for our offices, we invite our top agents to buy shares in the building. Wow. You know, our team leaders buy shares in the building, create other wealth building opportunities that are going to take care of your family, you know, after you don't want to sell real estate one day or you sell your business or whatever.
So how about management and leadership opportunities through KPG as opposed to traditional management leadership opportunities? What's that look like?
I feel this way. I don't think realtors need to be managed. Mm-hmm. I think they've raised their hand and said, I'm an entrepreneur.
Yep.
I want to wake up every day and self-start and go out and build a business for my family or myself. I think that the difference is we don't have managers. We have people that partner alongside of our top agents and all of our agents. We have coaches for the newer agents, et cetera. We partner with our agents and we say, where do you want to go and how can we help you get there? You know, we believe that they're served at the highest level when we're partnered with them. I mean, look, they own their listings at our company, right? They own everything. Mm-hmm. The only reason people stay with KPG or Keller Williams is because we're providing massive value. We treat them like business owners. They own everything. They own their brand.
So you said earlier, I guess a lot of this started from Bob Wells, and then and above Bob Wells, I think you mentioned Mike Campo.
Yeah.
What's that relationship between you and Mike?
Oh, Mike and I are great friends. Okay. Been awesome. He pushed me and really brought out the best in me. And I still have a lot of growth to go. I mean, I'm still learning every day, and I feel as though that mentor relationship I have with him has been phenomenal. He's given me a model to follow as far as how to run a business and create opportunity for people. And he's a humble guy, and I love that about him. And I can honestly say, I mean, he's become a really great friend of mine.
Awesome. So yep. Talking about opportunity, you said the word a lot. What are the opportunities, team leader opportunities that KPG has currently?
We have a number of opportunities in the team leader role. I mean, our goal with KPG is to open more market centers because we believe that we have a great model for our agents. We believe that we have a great model for our leadership. And if you're interested at all in finding out what a team leader role would look like, or if just want to learn more about Keller Williams in general, I would urge you to get in touch with us because it's an experiential company, right? It's hard to put into words what personal growth will do for you. It's hard to put into words what these partnerships mean. Mm-hmm. You really have to come and experience it.
So why don't you tell us how it's changed you professionally and personally being
sure
in the organization?
Well, I think the fastest way to grow
as a team leader.
Yeah.
As a team
leader. Okay, I would say the fastest way to grow is put the spotlight on yourself. Mm-hmm. Right? When you're in a leadership role, you know, there are no idle conversations. You have to model what you expect. Mm-hmm. You have to be the person out there who's, you know, setting the example. So I believe when you put yourself in a leadership role, you really have to examine who am I, where am I going, and why would people want to come along with me? And I spent a lot of time on that with a variety of coaches and with my partners. Honestly, it's made me a more mature person. My personal life has gotten so much better. My wife and I have two beautiful girls, and I really am able to build. I was able to build that opportunity around our family.
Awesome.
And create income streams for them. You know, I want to have a legacy for my girls. That's my number one thing, is to create a legacy for my family. So the team leader role really was a vehicle that allowed me to do that.
Awesome. So tell us about coaching and consultant. What's that done for you within your organization? What's that mean to you, coaching and consulting, in terms of being part of KPG?
Sure. So one of the things I love the most, period, is coaching and consulting with our top agents. I love to see them grow as leaders. I love to see them add leverage to their lives, so I know that they're having fun, mm-hmm. you know, while they're building this business. I know that they have more time to think about where they want to go and the investments they want to partake in, and it's just really fulfilling to me. I mean, I'm totally fulfilled by doing that. And coaching with our team leaders, too, is really fulfilling. They push me a lot. It's the kind of company where it's not a top-down situation. So if somebody has a great idea, mm-hmm. and it's something that you might not have considered or thought about, everyone has an opportunity to bring that to the table. So sometimes that pushes you, right? Because you didn't have that thought process, and now you have to re-look at how you think about things. So I think that's been a huge thing.
So with that being said, for you personally, how's it done financially for your family, your net worth, your passive income stream? How
sure.
has team leader to operating partner, how has it changed your life?
Sure.
In those parts?
When I was a real estate agent, although we did do investments, mm-hmm. A majority of my income was active income. So, and that always really bothered me, actually. I had a friend, I sold a large commercial property, and he said to me, you know, I got a big check after closing, and I was excited, and he said to me, you know, you really shouldn't be that excited. And I said, what do you mean? He said, because you don't have a business. He showed me his check. He said, by the way, and I made all this money the entire time I ran the business, and now I'm cashing out, and I'm going to buy another business. I stayed up all night thinking, my God, I'm as good as my last sale. So, you know, I wanted to find a way to transition and say, how can I replace my active income with passive income, so my family wouldn't have to worry about, you know, I want to send my girls to great schools so they can have a great life. Passive income is really the only way to get there, and the only way to get passive income is to grow as a leader, and look for opportunity out there that's gonna be able to create that. So I think that was a huge deal for me, was being able to transition from that to that, and I've been able to replace my entire active income with passive income now.
Wow, that's
so
powerful.
That changed my whole life.
So we talked about some good stuff. What challenges are there, for you at least, as a team leader? What challenges are there?
Well, I think that you're always the lid on your organization.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're continually growing, you're going to hold the company back. So I think the challenge is constantly going back and looking at yourself and saying, where can I get better? And sometimes you look at that and it's not a pretty picture. You go, wow, I'm really lacking in this area, or I'm lagging in this area, I got to work on that. And, you know, just constantly reevaluating whether you are the best version of yourself. And a lot of times that's difficult because these are behaviors or habits that you might have picked up over your whole lifetime, and they don't die easy.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of work, and you're going to have a few breakdowns along the way. But if you can work through that, the other end is awesome.
So KPG, what's it look like? What's it structured?
Sure.
Who's the at the top? How's that work?
We have a group together. So it's Michael Campo, as mm-hmm. I mentioned. Tony Caracazza, who's a great partner as well. Tony owned a number of Coldwell Banker agents.
Mm-hmm.
He handles all the compliance and internal relationships that we have with mortgage and title, et cetera. Then, of course, Bob Wells and Usha are my partners. And we work with the leadership in the offices to make sure that they're growing and the offices are growing. And then we have Karen, who's our internal finance director. Then we have all of our team leaders who are huge assets, and they're all great people, and they're really, my passion is to help them keep growing their opportunity. And every single one of them is phenomenal. I would say that they're all just stellar people. And I'd love to see over the next few years them keep growing in their roles. And then in each office, we have our agent leadership councils and core investors. You know, some of our top agents own shares in the market centers because they helped us launch them. They were integral in launching them, and they're leaders. And so I look at KPG as a big partnership where everyone's working together to the same end, and we all have a benefit in that in multiple ways.
So what's the size and scope of KPG today? Agent count, all that stuff.
We currently have 9 offices.
Okay.
We have, I believe, 6 business centers now, or branch offices,
mm-hmm.
and just over 1,200 agents. And I believe that we're just getting started.
So what's it look like, you know, the volume, profit share, what's all that look like?
Well, we're close to hitting $2 billion in volume sold.
Wow.
Which I think is a big accomplishment from where we were years ago. And we talked about these goals. They've become a lot more real, and now they've really forced us to say, were those goals even big enough? You know, our goals weren't big enough, you mm-hmm. know? So this year we should hit $2 million in profit share.
Wow.
Back to our agents in 1 year.
Back to the agents.
Yeah.
How powerful is that?
It's awesome.
Wow.
That gets me excited.
So what values are integral inside of KPG? What values do you guys hold true?
So we always say constant and never-ending improvement is a big one. You know, if you're not improving in this business, you're not staying in one place. You're either improving and moving forward, or you're not improving and going backward.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no middle ground. The other thing too is, you know, we say, are you becoming the best version of yourself? The only way to really have a great life is to constantly work on that. That's our number one goal. And we just want to contribute to people's lives. We want to make sure that we're working with the whole person and not just the real estate agent. Because I think, you know, being a real estate agent is phenomenal. But if you really look at it, it's only about 1/6 of who you are as a person, right? You have your health and wellness, which I think is overlooked huge in this community. So mm-hmm. KPG is big in health and wellness. Financial planning, they don't talk about that at all in real estate. A lot of people struggle there. Family, you know, just investments, you name it. Being a realtor is a great piece of that, but it's not the whole thing. So KPG focuses on the other aspects of an agent's life at a high level. I think that's where we really deliver value.
And talk about KPG's mission. What's the mission of KPG?
Our mission is to really create a phenomenal environment for our agents where they're continually growing. And, you know, we're doing that through, you know, love and contribution and just showing up every day and letting them know we care about them. Because our agents are not just, you know, a number to us or this, that, and the other thing. You know, we do treat them as though, you know, they own their business, and they do. And I think our value is that we genuinely care, and we're going to work to help you become the person that you want to be.
Awesome. How about vision? What's the vision look like? What's your vision of KPG?
I just had a few conversations around this recently. So, you know, our vision is always to be the company of choice, yeah, for the next generation of phenomenal real estate professionals. But inside of KPG, our vision, or my vision, after having these conversations with my leadership team, it's really to create big wealth building opportunities for the people that are involved with us and allow them to just keep growing and growing and growing and go whatever aspect of their life they want to work on, you know, that they're going to hit those goals and those marks. So, you know, I don't think I could put it into a sentence at this point other than we're here to help them grow and we're here to help them have a better life and we're going to partner alongside to help them get there.
So you and I are sitting here 5-10 years from now. What's KPG look like?
That's a great question. I think that I'd like to see KPG have, I'd like to have 15 market centers.
Okay.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see some of the team leaders that we are currently work with move into the operating partner role, because I believe many of them, if not all of them, are the kind of talent that can do that. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see some of our agents within move into leadership roles, mm-hmm. because I think when you promote from within, you're doing a great thing because you're modeling, and I think the people that are inside your companies and performing at a high level should have that opportunity. The other thing I'd love to see too is that, you know, we're creating millionaires within our leadership team and within our agent team, and I think there's no reason that we can't at that point, you know, have, you know, 2,500 agent partners.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What do you look for in a leader?
What do I? Okay, a couple things. Number one, they have to be accountable. They have to be somebody who takes ownership, right? You know, wakes up in the morning and, you know, just takes ownership of their life and high energy. Mm-hmm. Just somebody who's just a self-starter, who also takes care of their health and wellness, hardworking, and very high integrity. And then somebody who absolutely comes from contribution, because the best people in real estate or the best people in any business, I believe they're highly intelligent and they know whether someone is really coming from contribution or not. And if a leader is not coming from contribution, they're never going to be able to create opportunities for other people.
Now, is there a certain track record you look for personally in those individuals as well?
Sure. I look for somebody who's, you know, what have they done as far as, you know, whatever business they were in, were they productive? Mm-hmm. You know, do they have a track record of starting here and ending up here and surpassing goals? Doesn't even have to be in real estate.
Okay.
It could be any business. Leaders come out of every industry. So you look at it and say, what did they do in the companies they were in, or what did they do with the business they might have owned? Where did they take it? The other thing you look for is when you're going back and calling references, you look for people who, you know, people say, man, I really wish I still worked with them, or they were just, every day they just brought it. You know, they brought the energy to the table, they were excited, people loved working with them, people just naturally followed them. You know, those are the kind of things I would look for. I think it's a unique role, the team leader role. I think it's a very unique role and it takes a unique person. And I think that the references and the track record mixed together in all the interviews we do, I think you can locate great people.
Now, is there any other processes that you do differently in searching for talent? Is there a certain process?
Yeah.
And what's that look like?
We have an internal system called the KPA system.
Okay.
Essentially, that is it's a systematic way to find out what people's strengths are, whether they're a match for different roles in real estate. Mm-hmm. And it's a nine-part interview process. So you really get to know someone. I mean, the last great guy we hired, you know, we had 11 interviews before we brought him in. And he said he left each interview being more excited. And, you know, he was joking around. He said he didn't hit his stride till the eighth interview.
Wow.
But, you know, that's something that we take very seriously. We use that same system, however, to help our top agents hire to their teams. So we basically are systematizing, making hires and helping people get in the right seat in the right bus.
Awesome. So how do folks go about finding opportunities with KPG? How do they go about finding these opportunities?
Oh, sure. Well, A, get in touch with us. You know, if you're thinking at all that this might be something you're interested in, just reach out to us. You know, there is no harm in taking a meeting and learning something. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. I went to the meeting going, okay, I'll give Bob 45 minutes of my time. And it changed my entire life. That 45 minutes was the most pivotal 45-minute meeting I ever had, because it literally changed every aspect of my life and the whole trajectory. So I would say, if you're a business person,
yep,
and you're open to opportunity, just take a meeting or get in touch with us and let us know, hey, I might be somebody who, you know, would love to get in a leadership role. And we also do have a leadership advancement and training program.
Okay.
You know, for people who might not be ready for the team leader role right now, but want to work toward that.
Now, is there a website or a phone number you want to direct them to?
Yeah, this website that we're launching, I believe it's KPG Rocks that we're going to use. And, okay, you know, all you'd have to do is submit a quick, a couple sentences. I'd like to come in and talk. And, of course, that'll be confidential. But you owe it to yourself if you think at all that a leadership role is interesting to you.
And what was that again?
KPG Rocks.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Got a little twang to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's nice and simple.
What else would you like to share with the audience that we haven't really discussed today?
I would say that I think we covered a lot, but I just don't think you can put a value on growing personally. That's what I would say. It's the most underserviced or under-talked about or thing in our real estate business, right? When you get into real estate, they don't say, what's your personal growth plan? Mm-hmm. That should be the first question they ask you, because your business will follow that. So if that's where you're feeling that you're lacking, or you don't have a plan for that, come talk to us, because it'll change your life.
Awesome. Sean, thank you for allowing me to interview today.
Thank you.
I had a great time. Thanks for having me on Get Real, hosted by KPG. Thank you.